This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Here on the radio waves, where you can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything that is on your mind. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. You can Skype in here, Skype username lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
And me, Johnny Ray.
So we're going to go right into your calls and thoughts. We're actually going to start out on Skype, where AC is on the line, and he's calling from Ohio. Hello, AC.
Yeah, before I get to my topic, I just want to do a quick response to my fellow Ohioan, Stefan.
Okay.
As a guy who lives also here in Ohio, and I go to many different independent game stores, because it's one of the things I like to do, gets me out of the house, I have heard a lot of stories about the counterfeit cartridges.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it definitely is something with the rise of retro gaming becoming a very collectible, profitable thing nowadays that
That's attracting scam artists who want to make a quick buck by, for listeners that weren't tuned in, you're referencing Stefan in Ohio who works in a video game store, and they see these scammers coming in with manufactured labels. They get professionally printed in some cases it looks like they just printed them on their laser printer, but professionally printed labels for old games that are collectible and that are worth a lot of money, and then they'll slap that label onto a cartridge that may or may not have that old game in it. If it has they might put it on an old cartridge of Duck Hunt or Super Mario Brothers or something like that, where there's a zillion of them, and so it's easy to find those. And then you're just basically trying to fool somebody at the counter who doesn't check the game. But if they check the game and it checks out to be the actual game, well, then they have to open it up and look inside to see if the board that's in the game, these old cartridges, isn't a new board, because there's these things called reproductions. Yeah, reproductions. So some Chinese manufacturer's got the ROM for the old game. They manufacture a new board in 2016 or 2017. Then the scammer will put that in an old Nintendo case, slap one of these labels on it, these repro labels or whatever you want to call them. And that way they have an old copy of, whatever. It looks like an old copy of this valuable game, but it's actually, in point of fact, a brand new copy of it. And so to the collector, that's actually not really worth much. But, they're trying to scam these video game stores. So they have to actually crack open the cartridge and physically inspect the board to make sure it's the original board from the 1980s or whatever year the game came out.
It's like a real antique dealer.
Right, it's crazy. So anyway, that's what you were commenting on, AC, so go ahead.
Yeah, I'll talk about that in depth some other time, because I got a lot to say about that, believe me. But what I wanted to get to was Friday night, you had a guy called in who, was one of these guys that says, I love this country, I love freedom, I love small government, but we gotta lock our border down and ban the Muslims from coming in, but I believe in freedom and small government. Like, oh, please.
Right. Yeah, he wants a total police state, but at the same time claiming out of the other side of his mouth that he wants freedom and small government. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, and the thing, one of the parts I wanted to get to is that, these people talk about national security. Like, well, what about our national security? And one of the things I would say is, if you want national security, here's what you do. You get all those people in Washington, D.C., and you tell them to take a long walk off a short pier into an active volcano. So that's one way of doing it. But one of the things he mentioned was, like, what about the terrorist attack that happened in London? You don't want that to happen here. I'm like, and the thing of it is that if you actually looked up that attack, the guy that did that, he wasn't an immigrant or a refugee. He was a natural-born British citizen.
Ah, okay. Yeah, see, I didn't know enough about it. You're referring to the Ariana Grande bombing that happened in London.
Right. And what's even more shocking is that this guy had been on the British radar. He actually was in a documentary about Islamic terrorism, he left the country, I think he went to go fight alongside ISIS, and then he came back into the country. And even people in his mosque had reported him as being a suspicious person.
Wow.
And the government there did nothing. Just like the guy who shot up the airport. I mean, the FBI, like, you know, some people reported that he had some weird beliefs. The FBI interviewed him and evaluated him, and they said he's fine. And he goes and shoots up an airport. So, yeah, there's your national security for you, America.
Wow. Hey, quick question. Are you outside? Because it's almost like there's like a wind noise or something.
Oh, I got a fan going.
Okay. Because, yeah, I was hearing that. So, yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of confused people out there. What do you want to do about it?
Didn't the NSA just fail their own tests again recently?
You mean the TSA?
The TSA, yeah.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they did. It's like so all these people who are talking about, you guys, look, what about national security? I'm like, the people you want them to do national security are failing miserably at, you know,
right,
going after these real terrorists. And these are just two stories. It happens all the time. There's been tons of stories of some of these people, these Middle Easterns who live here in the United States who have committed violent acts.
Because
there's been a couple that they've actually had their people in their mosque has reported them to the authorities, and
they've
done
nothing.
Yeah, so there's your national security problem. It's not destroying freedom and increasing a police state and building a wall. It's the fact that your own government is incompetent and doesn't want to do its job. There you go.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what else? What can we say to add to that? I think you nailed it there, AC. I'd rather talk about the video game stores. So, you know, you said you got a lot to share on that. Pick something.
Well, the thing about it is that I've been very familiar with reproductive carts for years.
Uh-huh.
And the thing about reproductive carts is that if it's a game that's very popular, that, you know, that it's hard to get, like one of the most popular games, say, on the Super Nintendo is a game called Earthbound.
Okay.
That cartridge goes for $250.
Wow.
But if you actually want a physical card, but if you just want a physical one to play on a Super Nintendo, you know, you can go get a reproduct for $50. Usually it's very easy to tell the difference between a reproduction and an original. Like one of the game stores I went to, they actually managed to get in. Someone turned in an original copy of Earthbound that was complete in the box with the, this was a special edition that came with a player's guide.
Wasn't it like a humongous box?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that.
They had that thing for $750. I'm like, who's going to buy that? And I'm like, someone bought it.
Somebody bought it. Yeah.
You know, I think a libertarian banker is he was talking about this when he came to visit that day.
What, Earthbound?
Yeah, he had some kind of special knowledge about it. I think he might have been in the business of selling, like, antique carts or something.
Hmm.
But he knew all about it. Earthbound has, let's see, some of the characters from Earthbound, I'd never heard of it, but I know some of the characters are in the Smash Brothers games.
Uh-huh.
Because
yes,
I guess, it was a popular franchise in Japan and didn't become one in the U.S. until later.
Mother.
Right.
Yeah, it's one of those series that Nintendo's kind of, you know, they haven't touched since the throne, like, and you know, and so it's come of a cult series and stuff like that. Yeah, and it's very rare.
So you're saying these repro carts are actually like as priced as high as what the original price would have been?
No, absolutely not. No,
you
but
said $50.
Well, I mean, if they were originally new, I thought you were talking about like as much as an original copy would, like, if you tried to turn.
No. I meant like back in the day when these games would have come out on the shelf, they would have been $50, $60 bucks. So you're saying the repros now are charging about the same amount of money?
Yeah, because they're very valuable, and because a lot of people like having them. It's like, you know, even collectors like having it because they don't want to play the original; they want to keep it mint. So like, here's a reproduction, and that makes a lot of sense.
Right.
And so reproductions are also good for things like playing games that weren't released. That like there's a, like one of the unreleased games for the Super Nintendo, Star Fox 2,
uh-huh,
was put on a reproduction card. The game was finished, but it was never released, though.
Wow.
And so you can find that on a reproduction cartridge. Or there's a popular NES horror game that later became the inspiration for the Resident Evil series known as Sweet Home. Someone translated that into English, put it on an NES cartridge, and you can get it. So reproductions have been very popular as a way to play games that never were released or didn't get released in a certain market.
Now, they're not technically legal, right?
I don't know about that. That's the thing. I don't know about the legality on it because I know that some of these, they're like one of the groups that did this was an American company called Retro Zone. So I don't know.
So yeah, I mean the question is, you know, are the manufacturers licensing the actual games?
I highly doubt that.
Are they just grabbing the ROMs and putting them on cartridges and selling them from halfway across the world? I think it's great. I mean, I love the idea of the reproduction carts. I just don't love the idea of people using them to try to scam folks. Hey, thanks AC for calling calling in and sharing your thoughts here tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Well, where there's money to be made, where there's a collectible, there's or an easily reproduced collectible, there's going to be scammers. So you got to watch yourself out there if you're into that collecting world of video games. More coming up here, 855-450-3.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur. The vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work. So I've been hearing Dinovite on the radio for years.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
Dinovite .com. 859-428-1000.
And then it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using Dinovite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on. It was awesome.
Dinovite is nutrition.
Every rescue dog in America deserves Dinovite for 90 days. I wish that we would have started the Dinovite right away. It would have been so much easier.
859-428-1000. Dinovite.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live and live Sunday edition here with you in the studio. It's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
Our toll-free number if you want to join us is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Whether it's video game scam artistry or Bitcoin or whatever it is that's on your mind, we can talk about it here tonight. I've got the story that I wrote up over the last, it took me a couple of days to really kind of put it together and edit it, 'cause it's pretty lengthy. It's about 2,600 words, and it's all about what's going on in the Bitcoin world, why, you know, this August 1st deadline, what it's all about, what you need to know, especially if you're new to Bitcoin, especially, or maybe you're not new to Bitcoin, maybe you just haven't been paying attention to the Bitcoin news, because it's certainly possible that you acquired some Bitcoin a few years ago, put it aside, and promptly, you know, got busy with other things, and you haven't thought much about it. Well, you probably should know what might happen on August 1st, and I don't say that to stir up fear, uncertainty, and doubt. I don't want to be that guy. But on the other hand, I feel like there's some level of knowledge that could be useful to people about what might be coming, and that way they can prepare themselves appropriately for it. Speaking of Bitcoin, if you want to learn about it, you can go to Bitcoin.com, the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. If you want to buy Bitcoin or talk to other people about Bitcoin or play games with your Bitcoin or read the latest news about Bitcoin, they've got all that over at Bitcoin.com. It's the one-stop shop for everything that you need to get into Bitcoin life. Now, the question is, is this a good time to get into Bitcoin life? Because the price, I don't know if you've been watching, Johnny Ray, but it's been dropping.
Oh, has it? No, I haven't been watching the past few days. I broke my phone, so I'm...
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's
what'd
in
you
the,
do to it?
I just...
Drop it?
Yeah, I just swept it off the counter, and... and
you
don't
have a case on it? You don't have a case?
No. I broke it some months ago, and that just started a chain of me not getting a new, not getting a case, breaking it, thinking,
got
to get a case.
Oh, God.
Got to get a case and getting it repaired and then breaking it.
That's
getting it repaired.
Right. You did send it in for repair.
Right. So it's in the shop now. Getting
you sent
a new screen.
It back.
Yes.
For another new screen.
Uh-huh.
Are you going to order a case for it this time?
Maybe. Maybe not.
What does it cost to replace a screen on a smartphone?
$150.
My God.
I know.
Now, you had told me before that you had, what, the S4, the Galaxy S4?
Right.
You can get a brand new one for $150.
Okay. That sounds smart. I mean, but a case for 20 or 30 or however much.
Yeah.
That's the investment that I need to make.
That is definitely.
The OtterBox.
The OtterBox, I mean... I'm sure there's somebody out there, some company that's competing with the OtterBox and has something that's, you know, just as good. I just don't know what that company is.
Uh-huh.
And the last time I was looking at phones, I literally went to the OtterBox website to see what phones they're making cases for to narrow down my choices, because there's a lot of phones out there, right?
Uh-huh.
But if you drop these things, man, I mean,
yeah, it's safe.
It's a crapshoot. It's a well, I mean, if you don't
if
have
if
case,
you've got an OtterBox,
yeah, if you got an OtterBox, you're probably going to be just fine. And they're not a sponsor of the show. That's what I use.
Yeah, but you were telling me the price of Bitcoin is going down, maybe in some trepidation over this August.
Let me pull up the Bitcoin average price, because when I was looking at it earlier, today it had dropped below $1,900.
Okay, yeah, I'm used to it being at $2,500.
Yeah, it had been hovering there at around $2,500 or so for, I don't know, several weeks. I mean, kind of up and down, a couple hundred here, a couple hundred there, but it never really had gone below $2,300 in the last few weeks. And then just over the last several days, it's just started a downward trend, and today it's, last time I looked, was around $1,920, mm-hmm. according to BitcoinAverage.com, which takes the global marketplaces and brings them together for a sort of overall price of Bitcoin right now, $1,915 for one Bitcoin. And that's down from a peak of close to $2,900
sure.
just a matter of weeks ago. So, I mean, it's lost $1,000 worth of value. And, yeah, the obvious speculation here, and anytime we talk about Bitcoin and what the price is doing, let's be clear. We have no idea why. I mean, there's a whole global marketplace out there for Bitcoin, and who knows what moves the price one direction or another. But certainly, speculatively, it's possible that it's the fears over what might go down on August 1st. So what is going to go down on August 1st? Well, maybe nothing. So maybe all this fear is overblown. Maybe it's much ado about, you know, zero. We can't be sure exactly what's going to happen, but there are some potential changes that could be coming that people need to know about. So let me jump into this story here, and we'll dig in as necessary, because I did what I consider to be a pretty good job explaining the basics here. And for those of you who are new to Bitcoin, it's a decentralized cryptocurrency. It has taken the world by storm. I mean, it's been incredibly successful over the last 8 years or so that it's been around. It came out in 2009, and even at $1,900 per Bitcoin, it's still the world's most valuable currency. I mean, it's more valuable than gold. It's more valuable than probably all the, you know, the regular government monies combined. Bitcoin's amazing. It really is.
I'm looking at cryptocurrency market capitalizations, mm-hmm. and it looks like Ethereum has got about half of the market cap than Bitcoin has.
Yep. It's following closely behind Bitcoin. The overall market cap for all of the cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin and Ethereum and all the competitors, has dropped dramatically. I remember it was just a few weeks ago where it passed $100 billion, and now it's what, 60-something?
45. Well, it's 45. Bitcoin and Ethereum together is 45.
Just those two?
Yes.
Okay. And I think you add in the rest of them, and it goes up a little bit more from there. But in a recent in-depth article at freekeen.com, I discussed the out-of-control fees to send Bitcoin. The executive summary of that piece is that Bitcoin is somewhat broken due to the high fees that have been caused because of the Bitcoin network not being able to scale to consumer demand. And we've talked a lot about the fee situation here. It seems to have been remedied somewhat recently since this agreement that we'll talk about in a moment that a lot of the people in the Bitcoin industry came to several weeks ago. What they call the mempool has been going down. Now, the mempool is the area where Bitcoin transactions are held if they don't have enough of a fee to get through into a block and get mined, and we can talk about what all that means here in a moment. But this mempool is basically like a waiting area for Bitcoin transactions that just don't have enough fees to be competitive and get, you know, get through, basically.
Right, and the mempool had been filling up into the weekend and then clearing out in the weekend, over the weekend.
Had it been? Okay.
Before the New York agreement,
mm-hmm.
that was that transaction price situation where the transaction fees were rising.
Yeah, it was going crazy.
It would clear once a week, you know, when the volume was down. But then it stopped, and it would be a couple of days after that it would clear, and it was starting to. And then the mempool started, it drained out.
It's not completely drained out, but yeah, after this agreement, which we'll get into a little bit more about what the agreement entails, this mempool, which had hit as high as 120 megabytes of data at one time, has been now as low as like 5 to 20 to 30. I think earlier today, it was at 30 megabytes. So it's down significantly, and it means that the fees are down as well, and that's good, but we're not out of the woods yet as far as these fees are concerned, because nothing's actually been fixed. The problems that have brought these fees about, with the Bitcoin network being full and not being able to scale to the appropriate consumer demand, those problems haven't been solved yet. It's just that there are fewer transactions or whatever that are happening, and there's some good question as to why that is. Anyway, we can continue more about what's happening with Bitcoin and what might happen on August 1st coming up.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket Its wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextracts.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll free. Join us on the radio. If you like, you can take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the world's most important cryptocurrency. That's Bitcoin. Will it continue to be the world's most important cryptocurrency, or will it have a devastating schism, a fork in the currency? We'll explain what all that means coming up here, because this is a big possibility coming up on August 1st is kind of a deadline that has arbitrarily been set for these different conflicting sides in what is essentially some people have called it a civil war, but it's not very civil. I mean, nobody's been killed or anything like that, but people are being pretty nasty towards one another, some people, over taking sides in this conflict that is based out of the question of what should Bitcoin do to scale up, because it's super popular. So it's having these growing pains, basically, where there's so many people who are using Bitcoin that it's full. Like, the network can't handle the number of transactions that people want to put through it. And so the question that they've been arguing about now for a couple of years behind the scenes has been, well, how do we solve this? And some people cannot come to an agreement on how to solve it, so they may end up just splitting off. So Tina, Johnny Ray in the studio here. If you want to comment, you're welcome to join us, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. So as we were discussing, the Bitcoin fees are up overall.
Yeah, you and Daryl, now have you guys been monitoring that daily? Because
yes.
I know you were doing some science on it the day that you talked to Charlie Shrem.
I don't know about science, but yes, I have been watching the price of the fees because I will normally send some Bitcoin on a daily basis, so I'm always checking to see what the fees are. And they are down. This, you know, right now, for the last few weeks, they've been down compared to what they were in, say, May mm-hmm. and in April or whatever. So they're down, but they're still higher than what they should be. You're still going to spend 20 cents to a dollar, depending, to send Bitcoin. It's been as high as like $2 or $3 on the median fee. Some people paid even more to send Bitcoin in the recent past. So it's down from the peak, but it's still not down to like 2 cents where it should be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Bitcoin that you and I knew years ago, you could send for free if you wanted. You could send with no fee and it would get through. You could send with a cent or 2 cents and it would get through relatively quickly. And that's not the case anymore. And so the question is, how do they handle this? And that's what the fundamental disagreement here is, as I've pointed out in the story, why we're temporarily shutting down Bitcoin vending machines on July 31st. That's the headline over at freekeen.com, the top of the page right now. Bitcoin, you know, how's it going to handle this? Well, the fees have been rising over the last 6 months, and that has killed off the previous usefulness that Bitcoin had for microtransactions or even small dollar transactions. So, for instance, if I just came from downtown Keene, New Hampshire, where there are businesses that accept Bitcoin as payment, but when fees were $2 per, you know, Bitcoin transaction, why would I want to go and buy a soda at Corner News for a dollar and pay $2 worth of a fee on top of that? No one sane would do something like that. So the high fees had started to, I think, really hurt the Bitcoin ecosystem. Even though the price was going up, the fees were also going up. And so it has sort of had this dichotomous look of being successful with the price, but on the other hand, being less useful behind the scenes in, you know, in reality.
Yeah, I think one of the great selling points of Bitcoin originally was it was had kind of an international flavor,
mm-hmm.
and part of that was these low transaction fees that allowed people in various regions who have, you know, possibly widely disparate incomes could be very poor people. Bitcoin of the low transaction fees empowered those people to send money where before they couldn't do it at all.
Right, because a dollar's, you know, perhaps an entire day or week's worth of income for those folks. So nobody in a poor area is going to want to spend a dollar to send money. I mean, if they can avoid it, they're going to go with something else. And there are a bunch of other options besides Bitcoin now. So, you know, if you want to send cryptocurrency, you can use Dash and you can send it for a fraction of a penny. So it just doesn't make sense to do small transactions with Bitcoin anymore. Even right now, even though the fees are down from where they were, they're still too high. So now the ugly Bitcoin not-so-civil war that has been playing out behind the scenes on message boards, Reddit, and social media for months and months is going to come into public view on August 1st. And so this is my non-technical explanation for what's happening and how, if you're a Bitcoin holder or a Bitcoin-accepting merchant, that it could affect you. Now, again, we don't know if anything's going to happen, and we'll go over some of the options of what might go down. But it's good to have, I think, the information about what could transpire so you can take steps to protect yourself. That either way, the steps that we'll outline coming up a little bit later are good things to look at and consider whether or not something bad happens on August 1st. So there's some good suggestions coming up here. Now, according to freekeen.com, to oversimplify a complex situation, there are basically two sides in this conflict. There are there's the one side who say that a new technology for Bitcoin called Segregated Witness, or SegWit for short, is necessary to fit more transactions into Bitcoin's blocks. Now, blocks are the guts of the blockchain, which is the distributed, decentralized public ledger that is the essence of what makes Bitcoin special. So just to further expound on that, the blockchain is the real key technology behind Bitcoin. This is what was essentially very revolutionary. The idea of having an immutable ledger that is public, cryptographically secure, can't be hacked, can't be, you know, faked, is checked with thousands of different nodes all around the globe with copies of this blockchain, this ledger. That's why it's immutable, because you can take one node down and there's still thousands more. I think there's over 7,900 nodes right now, full nodes, that have a copy of this 140 gigabyte blockchain on their computers. So it can't be hacked. It can't be, you know, taken down by governments. It wasn't created by governments in the first place. And it's a way for people to take the power of money out of the hands of the state and the banks and put it into their hands instead. So it's really hard to really make clear how revolutionary or evolutionary the idea of Bitcoin is to money. Because for all of our lives and our grandparents' lives and their grandparents' lives and, you know, beyond that, the state has been in control of these things. The state and the banks have been in control of money. And Bitcoin's changed that. And that's a big, big deal. So going on here, the problem causing the fees to be bid up, as I explained, is that the blocks are full of transactions, leaving the lower fee transactions stuck waiting for hours or even days to confirm. As a result, people are paying 10 to 100 times more than they used to just to get their transactions through in a decent amount of time. The other camp, so you've got the SegWit camp, the segregated witness camp. The other camp are those who support increasing the block size. Now, it's currently 1 megabyte, and these folks would like it raised to 2 or beyond. The big blockers, as they are called, argue that the limit on the block size was originally put in place to fight spam transactions on the network, and they say that Bitcoin's anonymous creator, Satoshi Nakamoto's vision, was clearly against limiting the block size. And they can link to Satoshi's old writings to show pretty clearly that Satoshi Nakamoto had the intention for Bitcoin to scale up with the consumer demand, meaning that he supported increasing the block size as a solution to increasing the transaction volume or the potential transaction volume on the network.
Well, in his white paper, I know in the introduction, one of the reasons, one of the raison d'etre of Bitcoin was for people to be able to transact their money with low transaction fees. That's right.
Correct.
There in the first paragraph.
And it had accomplished that for a long time. And then recently, in the last 6 months, those transaction fees have been skyrocketing.
The small blockers, the SegWit folks, I've got an article here that I'm just looking at from Cointelegraph, SegWit, explained. But they want to turn Bitcoin into a settlement layer, I believe.
Which basically means for rich people to send high dollar values of Bitcoin?
It's like all the transactions take place off of the chain, mm-hmm. and then when they're done, they get incorporated into the chain after.
Thank you for explaining that. We'll get into it a little further here in moments. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
Imagine, if you will, a virtual world, a symbiotic economy with its own currency, where you can barter your services with others. Symbi.com is a marketplace of real people exchanging skills and services, from web developers, marketers, video production specialists, and teachers of all sorts, to gaming consulting or fitness coaching. Symbi.com is a vast world of people trading freely. Take my word for it, it's an adventure you can't afford to miss. Simbi.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free
free safe to store your gold.
Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free and bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number here is 855-453, Life Freedom, 855-450-3733. And you can Skype in. It's Skype username lrn.fm. Live Sunday edition with you tonight is Ian.
Johnny Ray.
So you can join our email list because emails, believe it or not, are still, in my opinion, the best way to get the news out about something. Social media, of course, you know, neuters your ability to actually contact people unless you pay them. Of course, now you got to pay to maintain email lists, but either way, you can get on our email list by going to freetalklive.com. Send out one email per week, usually, just to keep you in the loop with what's going on with Free Talk Live. And again, you can go to freetalklive.com. You'll find the email. Sign up there, right there on the front page. It should be pretty easy to find there towards the top in the middle at freetalklive.com. We're going to continue with what's going on with this civil war, this geek war between the Bitcoin people. There's two very distinct sides. You could argue more than two sides, but to oversimplify the situation, we'll call it two for the moment. That could result in Bitcoin forking coming up here in about 2 weeks' time, and we'll tell you what that means on the way. As we go first, though, to your calls and thoughts, let's talk to Scott in Massachusetts. I presume this is Scott the Bigot. Yes,
Mark,
it is.
Ian, okay. And, Johnny
Mark's
Ray,
not here. It's just me and Johnny
evening,
Ray.
I'm calling about I'd like to educate your listeners.
Let me guess. It's about the Jews.
No, this is very important, what's going on
something
in America
new?
And the world today. Because
you've got
they
something
can understand
fresh?
The craziness.
All right.
There's
give it to me.
There's a book called The Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion.
One of your three books that you've ever read?
Yeah. That, The Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, Mein Kampf by Adolf Hitler, and another book called The Beast of the Apocalypse by Olivia Marie O'Grady.
That's one you've not mentioned before. Okay.
Yeah.
Normally you mention Henry Ford. Go ahead.
Yeah. These books, it's too many hours. I would need hours, and then you've got other list callers.
Yeah, well,
they would have to look up this on their own. But the gist of it in a nutshell is this. The protocols learned elders of Zion, first of all, the Jews claim it's a forgery. Of course they're going to say that, but it's authentic. It's absolutely genuine. The Tsarist Russian police, the Jews claim that they forged it. But it's a plot, in its simplest terms, a Jewish plot to control the world through media, through
I thought you said
finance.
You weren't going to be talking about the Jews. Turns out you are talking about them.
Through finance, through the media.
Is there ever anything that you, think about besides Jewish people?
Yeah, yes, I do. I think about also how blacks have destroyed this country. look what's going on in Chicago, for instance, where they're killing each other. They're a drag on the society, Hispanics. But I'm not just singling out blacks and Hispanics.
You also don't like women, right? You don't like women either, right?
I look at women today, and I'm not a homosexual by any means. I look at women today as they want to feminize the world. They want to emasculate men. They hate men. And women today, I find physically repulsive, but not only physically repulsive, I find them spiritually repulsive as well. They just want to emasculate men, demean men, put men in their place, if you will. And all of these things from the civil rights movement for blacks to the women's movement and also the homosexual movement. The communist movement, which originated in 1917.
Hey, Scott, when's the last time, because you're just kind of going through your laundry list of people that you don't like, which is pretty much everybody except for white Christian males, as I understand it. When was the last time you actually had a conversation with a black person?
I never did.
You've never in your life had a conversation with a black person?
If it pertained to business or something like that, but you mean it pertaining to a friendship?
I didn't necessarily say friendship, but, any kind of conversation. So, when you say business, you mean, you're at a cash register or
that's
something
right.
like that? Okay.
That's right.
But you've never actually had, you've never actually had dinner, you've never sat down and talked
never.
To...
Okay. No.
Well, I don't know if he wants to talk to you, but he just called in. Hung Like Jesus is on the line here, and Hung, I put you on here with Scott. I don't know if he's the reason you were calling in, but I'm suspecting he might have been, so I wanted to bring you on the line here. Do we have Hung Like Jesus? Hung Like Jesus going once? Maybe he didn't want to talk to you, Scott. Hung Like Jesus going twice? All right, I'm going to put him back on hold. Maybe there's some sort of technical difficulty. I wanted to have you guys talk together because, I think that a lot of your hatred that you have for other people, Scott, is completely baseless. It's based in hating groups. It's based in not looking at the individual.
Some of it's injury. Some of it is injury.
You were injured?
I was swindled out of $190,000 from Lehman Brothers. I blame the Jew squarely for that loss, absolutely for that loss.
Okay, but not every Jew was involved with Lehman Brothers.
No, I understand that. But
Scott, have you ever thought about judging people strictly on their behavior and not on their ethnicity?
Of course, there are people there are people that are white and Christian that I deem white trash that I wouldn't have anything to do with. It's not just because of someone's merely white.
So someone's behavior can give you a reason to hate them, but could a Jew's behavior cause you to appreciate that Jew?
It would matter I don't answer your question. I automatically avoid contact with these people. I'm being honest with you. I don't even avoid contact.
Because are you afraid at some level that you might actually realize they're not that different from you?
No, I I wouldn't want to go near them any more than I would want to go into the pit of rattlesnakes.
Scott, I'm going to put you on now. I think his mic was muted before. Do we have Hung Like Jesus?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, I got you. Hung Like Jesus, Scott the Bigot has never talked to a black man besides behind a cash register in his life.
So we know whatever he says comes from a base of ignorance.
Sure.
That's not what I want to say. I work with someone like this.
Really?
And they don't get out at all.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a constant diet of Alex Jones, Breitbart, and whatever right-wing claptrap they subscribe to. And, they're basically harmless in most cases. It's the ones that start talking about the the form, making groups and starting these gun clubs or whatever, anything has to do with violence. When they start talking like that, those are the types that you should watch. Scott, he's harmless. He's just, you know, he's just gorges himself on Alex Jones and whoever else whoever he's listening to. And I'm glad you would stay away from me, Scott, because I would appreciate that.
Scott?
Yeah, I hear what Hung Like Jesus said. I am not ignorant. Believe me, I'm very well read.
You're the definition of ignorant, Scott. You've never had any experience talking with a black person before.
Let me get this straight, so we'll understand each other. You're saying that for example, Adolf Hitler and the Nazi Party, they were a bunch of morons. That's what you're saying.
You talking to me?
Yeah.
Is that what I'm saying? No, that thought was not even in my brain at all, man.
Yeah, he didn't say anything about Adolf Hitler.
No,
but
I'm saying that I'm giving an example that just because someone is a bigot, a racist, does not mean that they're an imbecile. They're ignorant.
No, there's a difference between being stupid and ignorant, Scott. So, you know, you might want to check your dictionary on that, but being stupid is a problem that generally can't be cured. You're kind of born that way. But being ignorant can be cured by getting new information, being open to new ideas and being willing to learn things. That can cure ignorance. But you have made the statement that you willfully do not talk to Jewish people or black people or other people that you don't like. And I think that's because you're afraid. You're scared. You're scared of actually possibly losing your viewpoint that is so important to who you've created for yourself, this persona of this bigoted man.
Not at all. Not at all. Let me give you an example.
What, do you think you're going to get cooties from talking to a black guy? Why wouldn't you want to talk to a black person?
There's really nothing that I can learn. What I mean by that is if I want to watch, let's say I hate the news anyway, say I want to watch the stock market, I don't listen to what the commentator, I'll watch what's going on different companies and things like that. About what he's going to talk about LeBron James or what Jesse Jackson has to say of the ghetto, what's going on in the ghetto.
Scott, if you keep your mouth closed, stay away from that keyboard, everybody won't know that you're stupid. Listen, I don't follow sports at all. Do I know who LeBron James is? And I'm not really into pop culture all that much. And you could probably have a good, decent conversation with me if I could keep my food down talking to you. But you may want to step out of your mother's house every once in a while and circulate. I know it's not that many people in wherever you are in New England, but you may want to just step out every once in a while, get some fresh air, turn off Alvin Jones, and, you know, just spread your wings.
Good advice, Hung Like Jesus. If you want, hang on. We can continue with you, Scott. Thank you for your call. I've heard enough of you tonight. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Oh, what do you know? Hung Like Jesus doesn't fit black stereotypes because he's an individual. It's Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship-free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like liquor chops, super mega fish oil, or dog massage shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.